10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Ray, a John Maxwell Certified Leadership Coach. Welcome to Life, Love, and Leadership, where we discuss everything pertaining to life, love, and leadership. Let's get started. Happy New Year to all of our listeners today. Welcome to the Life, Love, and Leadership podcast brought to you by Real Leadership Company. Hey, I'm Tom Ray, and I'm so glad that you could join me today on this first podcast of the new year. Hey, be sure to stop back by every Tuesday to catch another episode of Life, Love, and Leadership this year. And there may be some bonus episodes in between, so don't miss out on that. So it's the new year, a new opportunity, a series of firsts. So everything that we do today and the days moving forward will be brand new this year. That's why I titled this podcast, A Fresh Start. To download a fill-in-the-blank sheet for this podcast, go to realleadershipcompany.com/podcast. And click on the episode 32, and there you'll see it in the show notes. Again, realleadershipcompany.com/podcast, and click on episode 32, and you'll see it in the show notes there. I posted a free PDF for you to download, and your challenge in this PDF is to list your goals for the new year in 30 seconds or less. Now, that's per question, but download it, fill it out, and find someone to help hold you accountable in the next few months or the next year to achieving those goals. Now, we can do that here at the Real Leadership Company, but find someone to help hold you accountable to achieve your goals. Okay, so before I move forward, I always like to begin each episode with an attitude of gratitude, which, by the way, happens to be a leadership principle. But today, I'm thankful for this new year. Well, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? I know, but this year is full of opportunities, and I'm so excited about that. And I'm sure there will be challenges, but I'm looking forward to the opportunities. So how about you? What are you thankful for today? Now, obviously, I have a whole list of stuff that I'm thankful for, but I've chosen the new year. So let's get on to our topic today, a fresh start. You can fill in the blanks as we move along in your PDF there. So I believe that this year is like a blanket of fresh snow. Or if you're from a more tropical climate, a new year could be like that beach and the sand on the beach after it's been washed over by the ocean's tide that erases all those who previously passed by it before. So I don't know about you, but I think of it as a mission to be the first one to make the tracks in the snow, or when no one's looking, make a fresh snow angel in the snow, right? Or making my footprint in the sand on the ocean shore. Each step is brand new and it's mine, right? Each step is brand new and it's mine. I'm like Tom Hanks in the movie, was it Castaway? After he finally got his fire started, he said, "Look what I have created. I have made fire," right? And while each thing we do this year won't be as paramount, we should look forward to celebrate the small wins and victories along the way. Now, obviously, Tom Hanks wasn't the first one to make fire, and you won't be the first ones to put your foot in fresh snow or on the shoreline of a sandy beach, but it will be your footprints and your accomplishment this year. Look, many people have a New Year's tradition, and here's mine. For the past 30 plus years, our family has celebrated every New Year in downtown Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And after the countdown, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year, I kiss my wife. After all, it's our first kiss of the new year. And then I tell my wife and kids, I love you. It's our first I love yous of the new year. And then I thank God for another year. So as we reflect on last year, it may come with regrets and setbacks and challenges that we weren't quite able to overcome. And while some things will spill over into this new year here, we can face the new year with hope and a sense, a new sense of purpose. And we may need to do a reset. And if you're a person of faith, I'd like to share something with you. If you're not a person of faith, then plug your ears for the next 20 or 30 seconds. Listen to this. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, we're encouraged to do our first works over again. Listen to this. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do your first works, or else I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. In this case, the meaning of repent is clear. Change your attitude, right? Change your attitude towards love for Christ, and reverse the lackluster love into burning love for the Lord Jesus. Think about this depth of love that you have for him. Change your apathetic love to an appreciating love for him. And then do your first works over again, right? The context here, that by first works, Jesus wants his church to get back to their first love for him, the love that they had when they first became Christians. So maybe you're a pastor who's lost his vision for the church, and maybe it's at a place where it doesn't look anything like the vision that God gave you. Maybe your marriage is in trouble and you feel like there's no love left in the relationship. Or maybe you're a business owner and your company has turned into something unrecognizable. The company you once loved has become something you despise. So maybe it's time for a reset. Come on, reach out, push that reset button, click, right? Return to your first love. Do your first works over again. Take your spouse on dates again. Love your people again, pastors. Put your customers first again, business owners, and those who don't have a relationship with Christ, or those that do and it's grown sour. Hey, go back to your first works. Fall in love with your creator all over again. Listen to this quote by Zig Ziglar. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. I would like to read that again. You are born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. That's by Zig Ziglar there. Hey, I have some great nuggets to pass along for you today. So grab your pen and paper and let's go. Are you ready for this? I got this from Chris Robertson today. I'm a part of the JMT, or the John Maxwell team. And I got some great nuggets to pass along for you today from Chris Robinson here. Insanity is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. Say, ooh, that's good, right? Insanity is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. You know, you've heard the definition of insanity is doing the same things, right, and expecting different results. Well, this is the new definition of what insanity is, right? So there's a lack of clarity there. But the question is, what do you want? And we have to be crystal clear this year on what we want, and then have a daily action plan that leads us to it. All right, so I got five things that Chris Robertson shared with me today, and here they are. What do I want? What do you want? Write that down. Number one, what do you want? And then number two, why do I want it? Why do I want it? And number three, put emotion to it. Ask yourself, how will I feel when I get what I want? How will I feel when I get what I want? And then number four is, what is the known steps that I can take daily? What is the known steps? What do you know that you can do right now? And take them daily. I've written this article. I want to encourage you to reach out to me to get. It's a great article that will encourage you to do what's called SUI. And this is the definition of SUI, S-U-I, right? This is a bonus right here. You ready for it? Start where you are, use what you have, and improve the process. S-U-I, SUI. Start where you are, use what you have, and improve the process. And repeat. It's great stuff there, right? Okay, so number four, it again was, what is the known steps that I can take daily? And now say consistency. Do it every day. Next is number five, get accountability and mentoring. Get accountability and mentoring. Find someone to help hold you accountable to your goals and your dreams for the new year. Hey, I've got a couple of extra bonuses here I want to share with you. Listen to this. The ordinary becomes the extraordinary because you did the ordinary every day. I love that. The ordinary becomes the extraordinary because you did the ordinary every day. Again, that was from Chris Robinson this morning. And then lastly is this one. Procrastination is the fertilization that makes difficulties grow. Listen to that again. Procrastination is the fertilization that makes difficulties grow. So listen, stop getting ready, getting ready. Let me say that again. Stop getting ready, getting ready. There's a tagline that we use in the John Maxwell world, and that is jump and build your wings on the way down. Jump and build your wings on the way down. Hey, if you've been listening to any of our podcasts over the last year or so, you would have known that I've shared the story that I've jumped out of an airplane, a perfectly working airplane, just to overcome fear. So there's a lot of things that we can do this year, but we have to jump and build our wings on the way down. We don't have all the answers. We don't know what it's going to be like on the way down, but we've got to take the first step. And there's another one that says, do it afraid. Do it afraid. Make that phone call, send out that flyer, connect with that person, whatever you have to do, but do it afraid. Jump and build your wings on the way down. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you got some value out of this podcast today. Be sure to not forget to subscribe to this podcast and tell other people about it so they too can be encouraged. And stop back by every Tuesday to catch another episode. Next week, I'll be sharing what my word of the new year is. My word for the new year, and plus a whole lot of other content to help you make a difference in the world and the world around you. Have a great year, and thanks for joining me on Life, Love, and Leadership.